This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Well, that was fast. Within a day of the Federal Trade Commission issuing its ban on non-compete agreements, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and other business groups sued to block it. About 1 in 5 workers in the U.S. are bound by a non-compete clause, which typically means they can't work for an employer in the same industry or start their own competing business for a period of time. Now, companies often argue that they need these non-competes to protect their trade secrets. But do they? Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
What does a world without non-competes look like? California. The state basically banned them back in the 1800s, says Mark Lemley, a law professor at Stanford.
You know, banning non-competes doesn't mean people are free to do whatever they want.
For instance, an engineer who worked on self-driving cars at Google was found to have violated trade secret law by taking documents to found a competing company that was then bought by Uber.
California law says we can't stop you from going to work for Uber, but we can absolutely stop you from taking the secrets with you.
All states have some form of trade secret protection, and there's been a federal law on the books since 2016. But in order to qualify as a trade secret, the information has to be actually valuable and secret, like the closely guarded blend of 11 herbs and spices in KFC's fried chicken, says Doug Braley, an employment attorney in Boston.
It's not even something that every single employee has access to, right? It's probably in some vault somewhere, or it's behind a bunch of passwords.
For less tasty IP, Braley says companies can turn to the other nons, non-disclosure and non-solicitation agreements, which bar employees from taking confidential information, clients, or staff when they leave.
There's still a lot of arrows in the quiver for employers that want to protect the real important things about their business.
Tori Summey, an employment attorney in Charlotte, North Carolina, says he's already advising clients to move away from non-compete agreements and towards policies that more directly address what employees can and can't do with company secrets. That means more onboarding sessions, bigger employee handbooks, and tighter cyber and physical security. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.